Like, California, they got a name for people that come from different states down in there. They say it.
He's an oak cat.
Right.
Yeah, out of Texas, they got a name for that. He's a Texan. And out of Tennessee, he's a Tennyson or something like that, a Tennyson. They speak it short instead of Tennessee, he's a Tennyson.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The same way they have a lot of...
Mars didn't have it. That's great.
There's just a lot of mixed up language. California, and Mexicans, and the Filipinos. Well, there's a lot of them Cuba and so on, you know, some of them Cuba.
Yeah, you're right. There's so many differences, it's hard to keep track of. That's one of the
perks. You can hold up in a crowd and maybe you can talk to one of them. Mm-hmm. And the rest of them is... maybe these two are talking their language, these two are talking their language, these don't know what they're talking about, and these don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's one of the purposes of something like this, trying to straighten out that mess.
Yeah.
Learn a little about it.
I'll tell you what I'll notice happened here since the civil rights and so on carrying on. The niggers tried to come on over here to their language a little better than they used to.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've noticed them. Especially on TV more so. And so, of course, I've had a good, rough smart deal with the niggers here in this country. They used to work a lot of them. And there's just plenty of them, you know, it didn't look like they didn't give a damn whether they spoke a plain word or not, you know, just boom, 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 boom. Now, my dear, just anybody know what I want to kind of get a language with the white people. A lot of them speak a plain language now. They used to wouldn't even try to speak it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Right. And I think the reason is, of course, the nature they want to get up with the white people and it ain't going to be, and the time to come, and a whole lot of them already are.
What do you think about all that, and all this that's going on between the whites and the blacks?
Well, I think, my eyes, if the blacks got their eyes someday or another, they're gonna put the white man in the yoke. I'm not afraid. And if they ever get it, which they're coming right along with it, if they ever get it to where they get a nigger credit of it, and of course the niggers is taking over a lot of offices already, federal offices and so on, you know. And such as congressmen and so on, senators, other officers in the cities, judges, and so on. If they ever get where they can turn the yoke, well, they're going to hand it, I think. That's well, my belief. But of course, maybe it won't be in my new days.
Yeah.
But and my great grandchildren are. Maybe some of your grandchildren might see it.